This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for the development of Mathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing the rally in Nanded yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the last 2.5 years, the Mathwada region has seen investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region. He also emphasized key developments like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samruddhi Highway, Shaktipeeth Expressway and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur, expressing confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. Prime Minister also accused Congress for playing politics on OBC and said they are trying to eliminate the identity of OBC and dividing them into different castes. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both the NDA and India blocs are making whirlwind tours against and across the state in woo voters in favor of party candidates. Addressing an election meeting in Chhatrapur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, anti-Dalit and anti-tribal. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favoring capitalists over the poor. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and the left parties have also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter between the security forces and the terrorist in Sopore town of Baramulla district last evening, while 2 to 3 other terrorists were still trapped there. Officials said that the fierce gunfight broke out between the security forces and the terrorist in Sopore yesterday. Following the specific inputs about the presence of the terrorist, a joint anti-terror operation was started by the army, the CRPF and the police. As the layers of cordon and the search operation were increased, terrorists feared and fired at the surrounding forces, triggering in an encounter. In a specific, significant development has far-reaching implication in the Indian students, Canada has announced the discontinuation of the Student Direct Stream visa program. The SDS is a key pathway of international students seeking permits for studies. It's said that the decision has come as part of the country's attempts to address the ongoing shortcomings of house shortages and the resource strain. The SDS program was designed to fast-track study limit applications for students from the 14 countries. In Pakistan, at least 25 people, including 14 soldiers, have been killed after a bomb exploded at a railway station in Balochistan province yesterday. Over 50 people were injured in the blast, which happened as the popular morning train was about to leave Quetta station in southwestern Pakistan of Peshawar. The Baloch Liberation Army, which claimed responsibility for the attack, said that the statement released on social media that it targeted a Pakistan military unit that was returning from Quetta after completing a training course. The International Film Festival of India 2024 has announced the launch of IFFIESTA, a vibrant entertainment extravaganza designed to bring communities together through the magic of films, food, art and interactive experiences. IFFIESTA will be hosted by the Kala Academy, located by the Picture Square front waterfront in Panjim, Goa, during the 21st to the 28th of November. Prominent Indian musicians Ricky Kedge and Anushka Shankar have earned Grammy nominations for the 67th Grammy Awards. Ricky Kedge, a 3-time Grammy winner, received the 4th Grammy nomination for his album Break of Dawn in the Best New Age Ambient and Chant Album category. Anushka Shankar, also a renowned sitarist and a composer, were also nominated in the same category. India's Pankaj Advani has won IBSF Billboard's Championship 150-year format title. He defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament in Doha, Qatar yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.